God here today, and we experienced that this morning. We're going to experience that in this service, but it's just exciting when you're away on vacation and you come back to where you feel God's, you're in the divine will of God. Yes. And that's where I am here. Yes. So it's great. I had a message all prepared before I went on vacation, said when I come back it's going to be easy. I got it all done. And be able to coast and come back. And the Lord, the Holy Spirit started stirring me and saying, you know, that is, you know, a good message, but that's not the message I want. And you know, you wrestle with it all week. And even this morning, you know, it's fluid. It's just like the news. You know, and the news is saying, there's a fluid situation taking place. We're just live by. You know, this morning it was just still coming to me and I was trying to make changes. And it's great to be led sometimes by the, well, not sometimes. It's great to be led by the Holy Spirit, amen? Yes. It's great to be led by the Spirit of God because, you know, when we are led by the Spirit, it seems like we have all the purposes for that service or for our life when we're led by the Spirit. And today I want to speak about that Jesus will cause a turnaround in your life. And before I get into that, you know, have you ever gone down the wrong road physically? We've gone down it mentally wrong times. But physically, you get to the dead end, it's like, ah, oh, how am I going to get out of here? You know, the street was narrow. And when we went back home, we spent some time in the woods. And I got a couple pictures I want to show you. And they were one-way onlys. But we did have to turn around. So this is my clan, my sons, my daughter-in-laws, and two sons, my daughter, and my father-in-law. And we were going down these trails, and they were just basically wide enough for one. We squeezed two in there. Not highways like we have here. But anyhow, if you go to the next picture. So that's, I don't know if you can tell really well, but that's just mud. Mud. And there were spots the mud was this deep. And of course, my middle guy, or my youngest, yeah, my middle child, but my youngest son, he's the, how would I say it, the daredevil. He was like, let's go through her. We took a vote, and we're all like, yeah, let's go. Because my father-in-law was there, and he had a big winch on his ATV, and we're like, if we get buried, we'll just winch us through it. And so, yeah, I got through, but the two boys, they got stuck. But there was no way back. There was no turnarounds. We wish there was a turnaround in that. The next picture, can I just show you? That's my wife, the pastor, one of the pastor's wives here. That's not normal looking for a banker, is it? Hat on back, would you eat the sandwich? That, if you see that, it looks like a trail of water. That was the trail that the water overflowed in a big beaver pond. So my son, he walked halfway out to got over his boots and then said, Dad, we better turn around. There's times in our life that we do need turnarounds. And that's what I really felt the Lord impress on my heart this week and right up to the service started, that there are individuals here in our service today that need a turnaround in their life. And, you know, in the first service, I think everybody put their hand up pretty much. But we all have things in our life that we need a turnaround in. And there's times we go down the wrong road. But God can turn things around. Yes, He's the God of the turnarounds. And so, why don't you guys just say out loud with me, God is going to turn around something in my life. Going to turn around something in my life. Let's say it again. God is going to turn around something in my life. Let's say it again. God is going to turn around something in my life. God's going to turn something around in my life today, in your life today. I really believe that. I believe this is a word from the Lord. And so as I was pondering and thinking about this, three thoughts come, and it's going to be simple. We're all going to be able to grasp it. Jesus is for us, Jesus is with us, and Jesus will never be late. Just three things. Jesus is for us. I want to talk about, first of all, Jesus is for us. In the Bible, in Romans 8, it says, if God be for you, who can be against you? I'm changing a little bit. God be for us, who can be against us? That's what the Bible says. But if God be for you, who can be against you? And we're going to drive that thought home today. We're going to drive it right out of the park. We're going to hit a home run with this thought. If God be for you, your situation, you, who can be against you? Now, first of all, I want you to get something in your mind. We had communion. We remembered the shedding of the blood. If you're not a Christian here today, just listen real close. And if you are a Christian, listen real close. But the blood of Jesus has proven to us that God is for us. He sent his son to die on the cross for who? For you. For you. He's for you. He sent his son for you. That all the dirt in your life, all the mud, all the things you need to turn around from, he made a way. He made a provision. He caused a turnaround in history, in the world. The biggest turnaround that ever took place was that Jesus died on the cross for our sins. He made a turnaround in our life. If you accept him, it's up to us. But he's for you. He gave up his son for you. You know, when I thought about that, I couldn't give my son up for somebody. You know, if somebody said to me, look, if you just let me take Joel's life for my son's life, my son will live and yours will die. I don't think I could do that. Matter of fact, I know I couldn't do that. But see, we serve a God that's bigger than us. We serve a God that's greater. Yes. You know, when we think about how much he invested for us, it's incredible. It's a life-changing. It's world-changing that he gave his son for us. He's for us in everything we do. He's for us. Sometimes we don't get that grasp that he's for us. But Jesus is for you. I'm just going to read a little bit more Romans at the end. And it says, I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from the love of God. Neither death nor life, neither angels or demons, neither our fears for today, nor our worries about tomorrow. Not even the powers of hell can separate us from the love of God. That should be shouting words right there. We should be getting excited about that. No power in the sky above or in the earth below, indeed nothing in all creation, will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. That is a tremendous promise. That's something that should put fire in our hearts today. That is something. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. He is for us through everything. He is for you. Yes. Don't listen to the lies of the enemy. He's for you. He's on your side. He's with you. But he's for you. Jesus is for you. When you can get a mental picture that Jesus is for us, it'll revolutionize your life. It'll revolutionize the way you look at things will be in a totally different light. You know, if we could actually, if they could take an x-ray of our insides and see Jesus living on the inside, that I think that would revolutionize us. Oh, man. If we could realize that, If we could see that, that's my next point, that Jesus is with us. He's inside us. He's with us in all things. The Bible says, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world.
Yes.
The greater one lives within you. The greater one is bigger than any circumstance in your life.
Yes.
Anything that's a challenge in your life, the greater one lives within you. It also says, back up all my points here. It said in Matthew that, behold, the virgin shall be with a child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. God is with us. He's in us. He's with us wherever we go. X-ray the picture. Think if we could look in the mirror and see Jesus. If we could get a mental picture that Jesus is with us. Boys, I'm telling you, there's no mountain too big that we can't climb. There's no mountain too big that we can't climb because he's with us. You know, the disciples were in the boat with Jesus. We probably all know this passage about when the storm arose, but I'm going to just share it. The storm arose. The disciples were scared. Jesus was sleeping. And what did they do? They went and got him and they shook him. They said, Jesus, you need to wake up. We're going to die. The winds, the waves, everything. They forgot that Jesus was with them. Well, they knew he was there. But what I mean is they thought they lost the perception that he was in control. And you know, when he woke up, he spoke to the seas and the winds and the storm, and it calmed immediately. You see, when we realize that Jesus is inside us, those storms in our life, those trials we go through, those obstacles we come against, he's in control. He can stop the winds. He can cease the storms. He can put an end to that when we realize that he's in control. Are you letting him control? Are you allowing him today to be Lord of your life? Are you acknowledging him that he's with you wherever you go? He's with me. He's with me when I go to the store. He's with me when I go to my workplace. He's with me when I go to the washroom. He's with us wherever we go. When we go to bed, he's with us. When we go in a challenging situation, he's with us. When we go in the doctor's office, he's sitting right beside us.
Yes.
When we go into the dentist, he's right with us.
Right.
We lose focus sometimes of that he's with us. Because if God be for us, against us.
Yeah.
See, don't lose hope on that. If God be for you, who can be against you? He's with you. He's for you.
Yeah.
He's in every situation. That's the God we serve, the God of turnarounds. I know I need some turnarounds in my life. I don't know how many other people here, but I need turnarounds every day. But I'm excited when I know that Jesus is with me.
Yeah.
And he's on the scene. You know, when I think about turnarounds in my life, I could write a book on turnarounds. I'm not just up here speaking about something that's not true. I've lived this. I've experienced this. I've experienced it with my kids being sick and almost dying and turnarounds taking place. I can remember when we were first married, we had, you know, no money. Not that we have any money now, but, you know, we were just starting out, just young couple in love, and the kids started coming, you know, we didn't have a lot of money, and I was working at the church, and I was doing sales too, and the church couldn't pay me, and I was relying on my sales, and there was times I'd put my money that I needed to pay my bills in the offering to God. You know, I'm not telling everybody to do that, but if the Holy Spirit speaks to you, you should do it. If you're $20 away from poverty, bankruptcy, put the $20 to God and see what he can do with it.
That's right.
Do you hear what I'm saying? Because I did that. There was times I didn't have the money, and we paid our tithes first, and I'd go to work the next day, and there would be three people show up to buy from me, right out of the blue, stuff I didn't have. I needed that money, but God returned it to it. You see, you can turn any situation around.
Yes.
If you're in a financial bind, give it to God. Allow him to turn it around. Allow him to put a turnaround in your life. If there's something going on with your family, you know, allow God to do a turnaround. A turnaround. A turnaround with your kids. A turnaround with your parents. But that's the God we serve. Why? Because he's for us.
Yes.
He's not against us.
Amen.
He is for us and not against us. It's not saying you don't go through the storm. It's not saying you don't go through the fire. But Jesus is with you in everything.
Yes.
He is with you in every move you make. Just acknowledge him. You know, there's a confidence that comes when you acknowledge him, that he's there. Fear comes, worry comes, when you don't recognize that Jesus is in control.
Right.
And that he's for you and not against you. When we allow that fear to creep in, but you know, when we know Jesus is for us, we stick our chest out and we just know that he's for us, he's on our behalf. Our big brother is with us. You know, he's the guy that's behind us, that's 6'5", 350 pounds, looks like the Rock. You know, what's the Rock cooking? He's cooking big power. You see, that's the God we serve. That's the God that's for us. Don't give in to your situations. Don't allow the enemy to manipulate it. Just know he's with you. Put your trust in. Stick out. It doesn't matter what's happening. God is for me. He's not against me. I'm going through these quick. Last but not least, Jesus is never too late. Jesus is never too late. There's a couple stories in the Bible I'll walk you through. But one was Jairus' daughter. And I'm not going to read all the scriptures. I'm just going to paraphrase it. But his daughter was sick. And Jairus come to Jesus and said, "My daughter's sick. I need you to come right now and pray for her." And Jesus acknowledged it, and he was heading that way. But as he was heading that way, he got delayed. What was he doing? He was healing people along the way. He was meeting people's needs. He was causing turnarounds in people's life. The little lady with the issue of blood, she pressed up against him. She got a turnaround. Well, he was going to Jairus' house. Sometimes we're wondering where God is, but he's still on the scene. Sometimes you look at your situation and say, you know, where is he? He hasn't shown up, but he's on his way. He's doing miracles along the way. He's meeting other people's needs. He's not going to forget about you because he's for you.
Yes.
He gave his life for you. He's coming.
Yes.
He's coming your way. That turnaround's coming. And when Jesus got to Jairus' house, the 12-year-old was dead, and they were all upset. Jesus said, "Don't worry about that. She's just sleeping." And he took her by the hand, and he raised her from the dead. How many times we have dead things in our life we need risen?
Yes.
I got one more story to talk to you about. His name's Lazarus. Same scenario. Jesus was on the road, and he wasn't. They told him, they said, "Lazarus is sick, and you need to get there." And I think Jesus was quite laid back in some ways. Some ways he get up, but you know, he was just, "Yeah, I'll get there," because he knew who he was. He knew who he was. He knew he was the Son of God. It didn't matter if the person died. He just raised him from the dead, right? It didn't matter. He was going that way. And what happened? He got there and Lazarus was dead. People were crying. They're upset. And they said, don't go near the tomb. Jesus said, roll the tomb back. They said, oh, he's been dead 4 days. He'd stink. And you know what? After 4 days, I think he would be stinking. And Jesus spoke to him and commanded him to come out and said, Lazarus, come forth. And Lazarus come out all wrapped up like a mummy in the cloth. They would wrap him up. And he was bound. And Jesus said, loose him. Take those cloths that got him bound up out. Well, I'm going to tell you, there's some things that may have you bound up this morning. There may be some things that have you dead today, but Jesus is going to resurrect those things in your life that are dead. You need to begin to start to peel off those cloths and shake your legs and your hands and allow Jesus to turn that situation around. It doesn't matter how dead you think the situation is. It's not dead in Jesus' terms. It may be dead in our terms, but in his terms, see, his ways are above our ways, right? His ways are above our ways because he's the creator of all things. It doesn't matter. He created us. He can create life again.
Yes.
You may be in those situations that you say, it's never going to happen. I'm going to lose my home. I don't have enough money. Well, maybe he's going to give you a bigger home. Maybe you got fired, or maybe you lost your job. And you need another job. Well, Jesus can give you a better job. He can take the dead situation and put life in it again. Your kids that are not following the Lord, I'm going to tell you, he can put that back together. Because that's the God we serve. He can resurrect marriages. Amen?
Yeah.
I believe he can bring marriages back together. I believe he can put things together that looks like it'll never happen again. That's the God. I believe he can raise people up that look like they're never going to make it and live.
Yeah.
He did it for my daughter. When Jesus showed up on the scene, her health changed.
Yes.
When Jesus shows up on the scene for you, things will change. Put your hope, put your trust in Jesus. Jesus is the miracle worker. Jesus is the Savior of the world. He's the one that's for you and not against you.
Yes.
Amen? Is everybody getting this?
Amen.
Repeat this. Jesus is for me and not against me.
Jesus is for me and not against me.
He's going to turn around the situations in my life. He's going to take the dead things and make them life again. Let's just take a minute and lift our hands and thank him for that. Lord, we thank you for taking the dead things in our life and bringing it back to life again, Lord. We thank you for restoration. We thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit that dwells within us. Lord, we know you're the God of turnarounds, and it doesn't matter how it looks. We know if God be for us, who can be against us? We know if God be for us, who can be against us? Let's all just stand right now. We're just going to take a minute. If we had some music, we worship you, Jesus. Let's just take a few minutes and worship the Lord, just for a few minutes, and then we're going to pray for some people. Let's just thank God that he's the God of the turnarounds. Let's exalt the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords for a few minutes. We worship you. We thank you that you're the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We thank you, Lord, that you're for us and not against us. We thank you that you died and that you rose again and you live in our hearts, Lord. We give you praise this morning. We humble ourselves before you in the name of Jesus. We humble ourselves, Jesus. We bless you, Jesus. We bless your holy name. We bless your holy name. If you're here this morning, how many people here would like me to pray for them to have a turnaround? I believe the Bible that says, if any two agree as touching any one thing in my name, it shall be done. And I believe that God is the God of turnarounds. And God can come and meet you where you're at, no matter how big the mountains are in your life. He's the one that can help you climb those mountains. He's the God of everything. Sometimes we lose focus on who the God we're serving. We lose our faith. We lose the belief in Him that He's all powerful. But He is all powerful today. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. He is the God of the universe. He's the God that cares for you. If you would like prayer this morning, we anointed some people this morning in the first service. And I'd encourage you, if you want to be anointed today, come to the front. We want to do some ministry with you. Pastor Ken anointed a lot of people in the first service. And then I'm going to just pray over you. But this is a chance for us to agree and pray with you. So if you want to come, we just invite you to come right now. We worship you, Jesus. We magnify the name of Jesus. We know that you're greater than any mountain. We know that you're greater than all things. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, we release you in this place. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come against every turnaround that needs to take place. I speak and declare turnaround in people's spiritual life this morning. Lord, everybody that's here, if they're challenged in their spirit, if they have struggles in their spiritual life, Lord, I just declare a turnaround in their spirit in the name of Jesus. Lord, for the blood of Jesus is stronger and more powerful than anything that can come against them. And Lord, we just speak a spiritual refreshing right now over people. Lord, we speak healing over people. We declare in the name of Jesus that bodies will be restored to their natural state, that people will be strong like they were when they were a teenager. We speak to every organ in everybody's body that is not functioning right, and we command it to function at 100% in the name of Jesus. We declare this in the name of Jesus. We declare that nervous systems be restored in the name of Jesus. We declare that any spirit of depression would be broken this morning in the name of Jesus. And we release the spirit of peace in Jesus' name. We also pray over the finances of people. Lord, we pray that you're the God of turnarounds. And Lord, you can feed 5,000. You can feed one person. Lord, we know that you can multiply and you can drop manna from the sky to feed your children, Lord. Lord, we just declare that prosperity and finances, jobs, turnarounds in people's financial situations would change, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We declare these things this morning. And we just thank you that you are the God of turnarounds in Jesus' name. Iramakosunduramakasikiri.